It has been a while, hasn't it? Well, if you forgot the sound of my voice, this is Sterling Bennett, the host of the Silver Linings Pod. Like I said, it's been quite a while since I've put out an episode. So today's one that I'm releasing is just sort of a first step back in track. I've been working on myself over the past, I would say, year since my last episode. Just working on myself to better myself and get to where I want to be in life. And with that, I didn't feel right to have episodes or put out content just because I wanted to work in the shadows for a little bit. Just because I think when you're at the beginning of your journey, having all eyes on you and trying to put that out there, it puts a lot of pressure. And to be totally honest, I wasn't able to handle that pressure. So just wanted to jump back into it and put out an episode. So today's episode is going to be about just really about starting something after you've fallen so many times and just starting after having to pick up the pieces over and over. And just really believing that you can still start even after all those fails. So that's what this episode's about. I want to thank you again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode, and I'll talk to you after. How can you start something if you're not sure you'll accomplish it? When you have attempted so many paths and always turn back? Or even worse, stop dead in your tracks, paralyzed by fear, doubt, or lack of self-worth. Whatever your kryptonite might be that prevents you from continuing down the path that leads you to your dreams. Now I want to highlight that kryptonite metaphor. Kryptonite was Superman's only weakness, the only thing that could kill the Man of Steel. Despite that, he would still face the bad guy, and he wouldn't let the kryptonite stop him or prevent him from defeating the villain. Now substitute Superman for yourself, kryptonite for your insecurities, doubt, or obstacles, and defeating the villain as you defeating your demons and achieving success. You are the superhero, the protagonist in your story, your life. If you believe in yourself, love yourself, be yourself, if you can commit to something, invest your time and energy, you can achieve any dream, and most importantly, you can make it down that path. Look at me. I am a prime example of potential wasted, of a person who had ideas, envisioned how to make them reality, and started down my path. But every time I'm taking those first few steps, in comes my kryptonite. It poisoned my mind, my belief in myself, and even my fucking love for myself. They say that fail stands for the first attempt at learning, and I believe, for one, it to be true. With each fail, each abandoned path, I learn something new about myself. Sports, acting, radio, YouTube star, marketing, sales, keynote speaking, post-secondary education, nonprofit work, and even policing. These are just some of the avenues I thought my life would take. And I attempted to go down these paths, yet turned back on most of them. My kryptonite? The thing that stopped me? If I'm being honest, it wasn't just one thing, but a culmination of my past experiences that led to my personal lack of self-worth. A toxic relationship with my father, losing my mom in my teens, having to learn to fend for myself so early, childhood bullies going after me for being overweight, not being as wealthy, not having the newest and coolest. Shit. Even my last name gave them ammunition. Possibly it was the failed relationships and the heartbreak or even jobs that strained my mental health because I felt castrated for being who I was. Now these are just some of the things that created my kryptonite, like Superman's world exploding and bringing his along for the ride. And maybe you can relate to some of my experiences, or maybe yours are completely different. But no matter what, you are a superhero, and you won't let your kryptonite cripple you or kill you, because you can and will fight through. Once you fight through the shit, you start to see the positives. And now I can't say everything has been all bad, that I haven't succeeded in anything, because I have. After 3 attempts, I finally graduated high school and made it to university. I was 20. I ran a charity speakers gala. I survived suicide attempts. I was paid to come in and create the conversation on mental health with a multi-million dollar company. I left Canada on a one-way flight to backpack through Asia, and I finally realized the dream to live and work in Australia. Heck, even the other day I ran a 10-kilometer run in under an hour, and all of which I'm incredibly fucking proud of. And all of these accomplishments, I believed at some point or another in my life that I would never be able to accomplish them, that they would never be possible. The last few are being some of my most recent accomplishments, and that proves that it's never too late to start down a new path. And for me, that was to travel. And they say that you should never travel to find yourself, but I believe that there is a beauty in traveling when you are still discovering who you are. And I have had many experiences that led me to that belief. I've been able to meet some incredible people from all over the world, experienced moped rides and chased sunsets, unforgettable nights out, and I've dived in new cultures and been welcomed with open arms. I have been taught new ways of life and seen new perspectives. I've realized the power of support and how strong you can be with people in your corner. Now, life isn't always sunshine and daisies, and every day is not the best day ever. And even when your situation changes and things get better for you, there will still be kryptonite for you to avoid and demons to fight, so you can never stop improving and maintaining your self-love. When I arrived in Australia, I received my working holiday visa. I arrived at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, so that added to the adjustment. I landed in Melbourne, and I decided to take the negative and make the most of it with leaving for my farm work. And that opened the door for tree planting, where I've been for the last 5 months. Now, tree planting has changed me in so many ways. I've lost about 30 pounds, and it's now also showing me what I as a person can withstand and what I can fight through. Being isolated from society other than your 14 crew members and being in your own head for 8 hours straight while being at the mercy of Mother Nature. You keep going in no matter what she throws at you. And trust me, she throws everything. I've cried. I've broken down. I've contemplated every decision that led me to where I was. And yet, I overcame it to achieve some truly great planning days. Days where I push myself so hard, dripping spit wet, and I can barely stand, but I've never felt so alive. Tree planting to me is the embodiment of what happens when you commit and you believe you can achieve something. I am proud of what I have done, and I will walk away from it with a level of self-belief that I did not have before. And I hope that this part of my story can remind you what you are worth and that you are worth it. That you deserve happiness and to chase your dreams no matter what they are. Now, to circle back to my starting question, how can you start something if you're not sure you will accomplish it when you attempted so many paths and always turn back? Well, the answer is simple. Just start. See where you end up. The path is winding and littered with obstacles, but I promise you that the journey is worth it. And when you reach the end, that's your dreams. So I just wanted to thank you all again for listening to the return episode of the Silver Linings Pod. Again, I know how long it's been, and I do appreciate all my friends who've been there throughout this last year of me being sort of radio silent. I'm excited to bring some more content that I've been working on, as well as some other things. And I'm really excited to see where my life is going right now, both on my goals and chasing for fitness and getting my health in line, but also career-wise and where I'm headed for that. So I just want to, again, show my gratitude for you guys all joining me on my journey. And I'm excited to go along the ride with you guys. Have yourselves an incredible day, and just believe in yourself and schedule in some time to love yourself today. Whether that be whatever you need for self-love, I highly recommend you investing time in yourself and love in yourself. Take care, guys, and talk to you next time on another episode. Cheers.